home, I went straight to my room. Mom and Dad stood out in the hall, trying to explain.
At the time, we thought it was best for you two to be in separate classes.
We didn't mean to hurt you.
You lied to me!
Why don't I come in? If I could just explain.
Leave me alone!
We can talk about it if you really want more classes with your sister. Okay? Maureen!
Harold, let's just give her some time. We'll try again later.
I collapsed on my bed and stared at the ceiling. After a while, I heard the door. I said to leave me. Francine! As soon as I saw her, the tears started to flow. I ran to give her a big hug.
Where were you? Did you talk to Mom and Dad? Did they tell you?
Whoa! Can't breathe.
Sorry. Anyway, it wasn't a computer fluke that gave us different schedules. Mom and Dad asked the school to do it. And they stuck me in cadet corps because they don't think I have high self-confidence. Can you believe it? But we can fix our schedules. You should probably switch to my Spanish and social studies classes. I already have a partner for our class project, but I'm sure Penelope will understand if...
Maureen, I don't want to change my schedule.
Fine. I guess I'll switch my classes. I don't like singing in public, but...
You don't get it. I don't want either of us to change classes. I knew it wasn't a computer glitch that caused our schedules to be different. I asked Mom and Dad to put us in separate classes.
What? Why?
Aren't you tired of being the Carter twins? Don't you want to be your own person?
I know who I am. I don't care if people get us confused. Why should you?
It's not just that we look alike. Everyone thinks we're interchangeable. Like it doesn't matter if it's you or me.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in cadet corps.
No offense, but you could use cadet corps. You don't have high self-confidence. Remember the Earth Day speech last year?
That doesn't count. I was sick.
Well, what about the first day of school, when you begged me to speak to Mrs. Barbosa?
I eventually talked to her myself, remember?
Fair enough. But tell me this. If you're so self-confident, why are you still hiding in the library during lunch?
I just stared at her. I was angry, but also so disappointed. I thought she'd be on my side, that everything could be fixed. But now she was saying it was my fault, that this was for my own good.
Sleep on it. You'll feel better in the morning. And tomorrow, maybe I can run some ideas for my campaign by you. I could use your help.
If you really wanted my help, you would have asked me to be on your planning committee instead of meeting after school without me.
That's not why... My bad. I totally want your help. You're the smartest person I know. With your help, I'm a shoo-in.
I was thinking about running for student council, but I guess you don't want me to.
No, it's not that I don't want to do anything with you. Just not everything. What position? Treasurer? Since you're so good at math, that'll boost your self-confidence for sure. Oh, we can help each other with our platforms. Oh, you'll have to give a speech in front of the school. I know you hate public speaking.
Like I said, I was sick the morning of that Earth Day speech.
Sure. But still, you haven't tried to talk to a big group since then. Don't worry, I'll help you. That's what big sisters are for, right?
Yeah, right.